The family consult room smells like disinfectant and burnt coffee. A fluorescent tube flickers, then steadies. Elliot, 34, was declared brain dead 6 hours ago after a sudden aneurysm. There is no chance of recovery. His driver's license lists him as a registered organ donor. Down the hall, your transplant coordinator, Maren, keeps glancing at the clock and the latest labs. Elliot's kidneys and liver are a near-perfect match for three people who may not survive the week without them: a 12-year-old girl two floors up, and two adults on national wait lists. If procurement does not start within the hour, the organs will likely become unusable. Across the table, Elliot's mother, Priscilla, twists a wad of tissues until her knuckles pale. She says their faith forbids donation. She insists Elliot converted in his last year and would have changed his registration if he had the chance. She is not asking. She is telling you, quietly but firmly, that this will not happen. And she dares you to try. Legally, Elliot's consent is documented. Practically, moving forward against the family's wishes could shatter them in the worst moment of their lives and could spark backlash that makes other families refuse donation later. Maren is waiting for your call, and the window is closing. What do you do?